From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. You know, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, powerful, majestic, great, awesome God we serve. You know, I think y'all are kind of used to me giving that greeting every morning and every evening. Somebody picked on me the other day and said, what a mighty, mighty God we serve. Well, he is mighty. He is mighty. There is no God like him, and there is no God but him. He said it in his own word. He said, I'm God, and beside me, guess what? There is none other. You know, I am motivated. I am just pushed. I am charged to go after God with every fiber of my being. And I understand that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. Do you understand that? We are fighting a war, but the war that we are fighting is not a battle that can be fought with BB guns and bullets and AK-47s and shotguns and rifles. But you have a shotgun in your mouth. Amen. You got a rifle on your tongue. You hear me? Yeah. And when you pray in faith, believing God, you have what you say. But God has given you your mouth as your weapon. The Bible declares that he teacheth us to war with our hands. And a lot of times we think natural. You know, we always think hands because we are human beings. So because we're human beings, we always think of hands the way we have them. But remember, God is a spirit. That's right. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I always remember, whenever you're dealing with God, hallelujah, you can't think through a natural mind. You have to think through a spiritual mind. Well, I've told you before, God's hand is not like our hands. You know, when the Bible talks about the eyes of the Lord, those are anthropomorphic terms, human terms to help us relate to a deity or God or spiritual power. But remember, God doesn't need hands. God doesn't need eyes. God doesn't need feet. He's God, and beside him, there is none other. Well, if that is so, we must understand, what is the hand of God? The hand of God is not as we see it. Remember, Hebrews says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Psalm 8 declares, when I look at the world and consider all the works that thy hands have made. Hold on. Did God's hand make it? Or did he frame it with the world, with his hand? Did he frame the world with his words? Was it his words or was it his hand? Or is it synonymous, meaning that God's hand is his word? That's exactly what it means. God's hand is his word. And guess what? Your hands are in the spirit. Your hands in the spirit are your words. So when they say he teacheth us to war with our hands, that word hand there means he teaches you to war with your words. That's how you war. You war with your mouth. You war with your tongue. You know how you grab stuff with your hands in the natural? Guess how you grab stuff with your hands in the spirit, with your tongue. You claim it. You take hold to it. That's why Mark declares, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. But you don't doubt in your heart, but believe the thing which you say you shall have. You shall have whatsoever you sayeth. That's the power of your words. Now, when we pray and when we decree and when we declare, we are claiming, we are taking hold, we are enforcing, we are manifesting what has been declared. Psalm 119:89, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in the heavens. Thank God for the heavens. But I don't need it in heaven. Hey, I need it on earth right now. I need everything that God has for me. I need it now. I need it now. I need it now. And guess what? The only way I'm going to get it into the earth is I have to war with my hands, my mouth, and move it from the heavens onto the earth. That's why whatever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Remember, we are actually living life in reverse because God has declared the end from the beginning. You are in the eternal now. God did not walk to the cross, but he backed up to the cross. And because God backed up to the cross, everything that is done is already done in the spirit realm. But I promise you, it will come back to you. Everything that is done is already done in the spirit realm. But guess what? If it's going to manifest and if it's going to happen, to bring it into the now, that's done through prayer. That's done through intercession. That's done through calling on the name of the Lord. That's done through warfare. It's bound in heaven, but I got to bind it on earth. So that means that once I tap into the heavenly realm and find out what the will of God is in heaven, I enforce it on earth. Well, how do I enforce or find out the will of God in heaven? Well, the will of God in heaven is what's written in the word of God. That's God's will. The word of God is our constitution. Amen. It's our declaration of independence. It's what we depend on. It's what we look to. If I want to know if sickness doesn't belong to me, I have to find it in the word. If I don't want to know what's mine, I got to look in the constitution. One of the greatest tools that the enemy used against anybody is ignorance. Right now, you can be in jail. If you don't know your rights, you'll let them arrest you. You'll let them talk trash to you. You'll let them abuse you, all because you don't know your rights. But the most dangerous man to any authority is a man who knows his rights. And so that's why, as a believer, you got to study, get in that word, find out what your rights are, find out what belongs to you. Find out that healing is the children's bread, that deliverance is the children's bread. Find out everything that belongs to you. And once you find out what's yours, you may have to fight. Come on, think about it. When you find out your rights and you go to court, there's a war. There's a judge there. There's a prosecutor. There's a defendant. There are people who argue on their side of the case. But guess what? You got to enforce that constitution. You got to silence the voice of the accuser. You have to fight that thing in the spirit. And I'm just trying to tell you that whatever has happened in the spirit, first natural, then the spiritual. It's amazing how you understand it in the natural, but you don't understand the same thing is going on in the spirit realm. You got enemies. You got adversaries. You got people who are fighting you, who are looking for a reason to stop you and to block you. But your prayer and your intercession will cause the plan of the enemy to be subverted, stopped, blocked, hindered. So that's why we give ourselves to prayer. We're not praying because we don't have nothing else to do. We're praying because we understand the rules of engagement. We understand that if anything is going to happen in your life, it's going to happen through prayer. Anything is going to happen through declaring, through decreeing. You shall decree a thing, Job 22, and it shall be established. Yes. If you're going to see a change, you got to pray. If you're going to see a turnaround, you got to pray. We always want a suddenly to happen, but suddenly don't happen just by happenstance. Suddenly happened by prayer. On the day of Pentecost, they was up there, and guess what they were doing? They were praying. And while they were praying, look at what happened. A sound came from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind. Suddenly, all right, Paul and Silas locked up in jail, but they were praying and singing praise. And what happened? Suddenly, the foundations begin to shake. All of these things happen through prayer. Jesus got in that water being baptized. Everybody got baptized before him. Nothing happened. But when Jesus got in that water and got baptized, what happened? The heavens opened. If anything is going to happen in your life, it's going to happen through prayer. And if you don't give yourself to prayer, don't blame nobody. Don't be upset with nobody. Talking about people are against you. You can fight this thing in the spirit. There is a war going on. You hear me? Yes, there's a war. There's a serious war. There's a war after your family. There's a war for your children. There's a war for your inheritance. There's a war for your legacy. There's a war for your peace. And you got to pray. You have to go after this devil. Hey, Malalabasita. You got to go after him with everything you got. And don't play. All right? So right now we're getting ready to pray. But I always need you to understand what prayer is so that you can have a motivation to pray. I want you to be pushing to pray. I want you to get an appetite to pray. I want you to have a desire to pray like never before. Because if you don't understand the power of prayer, you are going to be held up. Are you listening to me? I'm telling what I know by the Spirit of God. Some of you are fighting all kind of oppression. You're fighting all kind of demonic activities. You don't understand what it is that you are fighting against. But today we're breaking that stuff. We're coming against that stuff today in the name of Jesus. I am led today to pray against the waster. What is the waster? You keep looking at your money and don't know where it's going. I mean, every month you keep saying, where is my money going? Where's my finances going? It is the power of the waster. It is the spirit of the waster. It is the strong man of the waster that's been assigned to your finances. Money just keeps getting wasted. Your degree got wasted. Your relationship got wasted. Everything in your life just keep getting wasted. But raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I unseat every waster assigned to my life. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you today as I lift my voice that the strong man of the waster is being dismantled off of my life. I come against the waster that is attached to my father's house. I come against the waster that is attached to my mother's house. I unseat him. I dethrone him by the power of the blood, by the blood of the covenant. Every demonic power that is assigned to my finances, you waster, that is assigned to my money, that is assigned to the finances of my children, that is assigned to the finances of my mother and my father, my family, I command the waster to be destroyed. I command the waster to receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive the judgment of the Lord. Waster, hey, wherever you are, whoever sends you, I break your hold. I command you to disconnect yourself from my bloodline with the finger of God. I burn the waster. I command the waster to be consumed. I command you to release yourself and loose yourself. Hey, 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 mala, lamandele bekota, lilandili mi anzala akule mi ikatala, robondili bi ifelele antala bahasha. I command the waster to be dismantled. I command the waster to be removed. I command the waster to be destroyed. I rebuke the waster. I paralyze the waster. Not only do I destroy the waster, but I destroy its network. I destroy its army. I destroy its web. Whatever you are using to drain my finances, whether it be through ignorance, whether it be through pride, whether it be through sin or sickness and infirmity, waster be dismantled, waster be dethroned, waster be destroyed by the blood of the covenant, by the power of the Lamb. Hey, Malabashata, by reason of the blood, I command the waster to be dismantled. I command the waster to be destroyed. I command the waster to be eliminated. Loose your hold, O Bo Shaba, Baba, 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 Baba. Loose your hold over the finances of God's people. I rebuke the waster that's attached to KCC Houston. I rebuke the waster that's attached to KCC Charlotte. The waster that is attached to KCC, any waster that's been assigned to anyone connected to my life, connected to this anointing, at home and abroad, foreign and domestic, within and without. As I lift my voice and pray, I curse the waster. I command the waster, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. Hey, 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 shata, le mandili mi andala hobia, le banzili bi ukundili mi adala, robolobo kubashane, le mandili bi ikalabashata. Hey, 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 shata, lebo koshemande, ye mandili mi azia, zivundili vi kikalaba, le mandala hoba, hobia shakana, le mendele be ekolobo shata, libasa, leba shata, le mandele be ekobo, ruku mandili mi kiata. Lift your voice and pray, lift your voice and intercede, lift your voice and call on the name of the Lord. Break its power, break its power, break the power of the waster, dismantle the power of the waster, destroy the power of the waster. Hey, 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 Malabashata, Yamanene, Lemandele mehekalabasa, Limandili me ikandala mahaya. In the name of Jesus, that waste is being dismantled. I feel led to pray a cleansing prayer. I feel led to pray for God to remove anything out of our lives that's not like him. Anything in our life that's holding us back. Anything in our life that's blocking us. We are praying today that anything in our life that's not like him is being removed now. Lift your voice. Say in the name of Jesus, as we pray, wash us. Wash us. Wash us. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, it is the prayer of David that said, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I'm asking you to wash me thoroughly. Cleanse me, oh God. Cleanse me. Wash me with hyssop and I'll be clean. Father, I'm thank you for cleansing us today. Father, anything in our lives that is hindering us from going to our next level, I'm asking you today to get it out of us. Any pride, any arrogance, any deceit, any stronghold of the enemy that is in our life, that came through inheritance, that came through the bloodline. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray, I'm asking you to wash us and to cleanse us. Get everything out of us that's not like you. Father, our desires to please you, to walk holy, to talk holy, to be holy. So today, as we lift our voice, we ask you to cleanse us, oh God. Cleanse our bloodlines. Cleanse us, oh God. We desire truth in the inward parts. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us power over our tongues, power over our flesh, power over our appetites, power over our passions, power over our desires. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for cleansing us today. God, bring deliverance. God, get everything out of our life. Lord, wash my family. Wash my bloodline. Get everything out of my house, Lord, that's not like you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for cleansing every church. Cleanse every ministry. Cleanse every position. Father, anyone that's anywhere that they're not supposed to be, we thank you for a washing. We thank you for a cleansing. We give you permission, oh God, to clean house. Clean house. Clean house. Break these strongholds off of our life. God, help us to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Help us to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Help us to mortify the deeds of our flesh, to put off all works of the flesh. God, get it out of us. Get jealousy out of us. Oh God, wash me. Wash me. Cleanse me from jealousy. Cleanse me from arrogance. Cleanse me from pride. Cleanse me from a disobedient spirit. Cleanse me from rebellion. Cleanse me from self. Deliver me from deceit. Deliver me from a lying tongue. Deliver me, oh God, from wandering eyes. Deliver me, oh God, from murder, from hatred, from anger, from arrogance. Oh God, lust and perversion, seditions and heresies, whatever it is, shine the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. Set me free. Get this mess out of us. I cannot go into another year with secret sins. I cannot go into another year with secret strongholds. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that's not like you, I give you permission, Holy God, to shine the light on it. Shine the light. Shine the light. Shine on it, God. Get it out of my heart. Get bitterness out of me. Get resentment out of me. Oh God, wash me thoroughly. Wash me thoroughly. Get every stronghold out of my lungs. Get every stronghold out of, God, I give you all of my body. I give you my eyes. I give you my ears. I give you my hands. I give you my feet. My whole body belongs to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. I am your property. Possess me. Live in me. Tabernacle my flesh. Take over this body. Walk in me. Prophesy through me. Prophesy through me. Bring deliverance through these hands. See through my eyes. touch through my hands, heal through my hands, walk through my legs, and bring deliverance. Wash me, oh God. Wash me over again in your precious blood. Make me holy. Sanctify me. Hey, sanctify me holy. Lord, hear the cries of your people. Hear the cries of your people today that are asking you to wash us. Wash me, oh God. Change me, oh God. Deliver me from self. Deliver me from depression. Deliver me from oppression. Deliver me from pride. Deliver me from gluttony. Deliver me from not being disciplined. I break that yoke. I break the yoke of gluttony. I break it off of my life. I break the yoke of pride. I break every stronghold that came from my mother and father's house through the bloodline, every generational curse, every ancestral spirit. Cleanse me, cleanse me, cleanse me, cleanse me, cleanse me, cleanse me in the name of Jesus. Urabashata, hey, mande, iramasoko mande, inanamashande. Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Mulandi libikia la la basha. O bashatani. Yen shatene me kian kalamando. O biansi kele mandolo bobi bi alabanda la hai. Ila la boho shande libikita la basa. Mande be. Milandi limi anzolo mo ukule mia. Come on, church. Oh, ba 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 sha. Hey, balabasha. Hey, mandele kita la manda. O mandele kia la dala hazia. Ve, valavaja. Zovohoja. Jeve de veve. Liva la vanzaya. Zimando la hokobo. Rikemende le Christi bi undala haya. Ye, malabasha ta. Ndala mamanso. Ulandelea. Umandelea. Umandelea. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. That's our scripture that we've been praying. God declares that it is righteous for him to deal with those who trouble you. All right? And we are praying today that anyone who has troubled you, that God is about to trouble them. I said, anyone who has troubled you, God is about to trouble them. You call their names. Give their names to God. Give them to him, that individual who has troubled you. All right. I'm not talking about the person who you troubled and now they troubling you because you troubled them. All right. Because, hey, if they go to praying, you about to be troubled. But we're praying today that anyone who has troubled you, people who are troubling you without a cause, people who hate you for no reason, people who are fighting you at your job and fighting you today, we are praying today that God is going to trouble them. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, anyone who has troubled me, anyone who has troubled KCC, anyone who has troubled my family, let God trouble them now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to your word in 2 Thessalonians 1, you said it is a good thing and it is a righteous thing for you to trouble them that trouble us. I stand on that promise and it is written and I declare that anyone who has troubled me, anyone who has troubled KCC, anyone who has troubled America, anyone who has troubled my family, may God trouble them. May God trouble them. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone who has harmed me, anyone who has done me any evil, anyone who has harmed my family, who has harmed my finances, who has fought against my name, fought against my reputation, who has fought against KCC, oh, CCIF, who has fought against Brian Kahn. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, you said that it is righteous for you to trouble them. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone who has harmed me, may trouble find their house, may trouble find their children, may trouble find their finances according to your word. Anyone who is used by the enemy to oppress me, to oppress my children, Father, let them be rewarded for their evil. According to your word, you are a God of vengeance, and I appeal to you, God of vengeance. I appeal appeal to you, God of the universe, God who do what you say you will do. Their houses will not go unpunished. According to your word, you declared, touch not mine anointed, do my prophet no harm. Your word declared that if you be for us, you're more than the world against us. Your word declares that be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. May they not rest. May they not get away with what they are doing. For you are the God who answers prayer. I'm asking you right now to bow your ear and execute your word as you said you would. Do as only you can. Do as only you will. Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. Hey, 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 Shata, ho, Mikande, Inananamasha, whoever they are, man, woman, boy, girl, foreign or domestic, within or without, at home or abroad, who is fighting me, who desires to see me go under, who desires to destroy my life, who desires to torment me, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, may the God of visions visit them. May they be stripped. May they be denied. May their plans fall to the ground. May no one threaten me anymore. May no one threaten KCC anymore. I block your agenda. You will not prosper. Pray, 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 pray. Lebasha, yay, mandelekita. Ho, mukune mikikala. Rebedebansha, talamaya. Yambibibibi anzalabohoya. May they not rest. May they not sleep until they apologize. May they come back and repent for their evil deeds. Father, I have trusted you. I have stood on your word. I have not dotted every I. I have not crossed every T. But I've been faithful and I've been committed unto you. You're the God of justice. You're the God who searched the reins of the heart. You're the God who knows the heart of every man. Avenge me of my adversary and avenge me speedily. Do it speedily. Father, in the name of Jesus, may 2022 be the year of vengeance. May the end of this year, by the end of this 30 days of prayer and beyond, may I see your hand move. May I see you vindicate the righteous, vindicate your children, vindicate your sons and your daughters, vindicate young men and young women, those who have been under attack, those who have been fought against, those who have been attacked, those who have been threatened, those who have been buffeted, those who have been harmed, those who have been harassed. In the name of Jesus, I boomerang their arrows. I boomerang their attacks. I shut down their threatening. Father, behold their threatenings. But you be the God. Bring deliverance. Bring healing. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Heaven, execute. Heaven, execute on my behalf. Fight for me. Fight for me. I release Michael, the archangel. I loose him. I loose Michael. I loose him to fight. Fight on my behalf. War for me like you did the children of Israel. War for me like you are the God of the miraculous power. Fight, oh God. Fight. Fight. Fight my battle. Fight my battle. I'll be still. You fight for me. Fight in the schools. Fight in America. Fight on the seven continents of the earth. Stand and show them that they cannot come against the body of Christ. I shut down the atheists. I shut down the witches and the warlocks, the diviners and the soothsayers, the wizards and the mediums who desire to come against God's people. Let them not get away. Let them not go unpunished. May the God who answers by fire fight on my behalf and show yourself mighty in the name of Jesus. Ushaba. Yendele beke kalabasata. Horabashande. Ooh, I feel that. Mandele be setola mandala kia. Minuno mosuturi de bekian kalamanda. Ubarada baban shande de bere banda la bobebiasia. Holabasha. Ele mandala mahasikolo mondolo kutaya. Raise your right hand. We are praying one more prayer. God promised in Genesis 12 that he will make your name great. He said he will make your name great. Isaiah, he said he will make your name great. We are praying today that God will make your name great. that God would make the name of KCC great, that God would make the name of America great. Amen. This is your country. You are commanded to pray for them in authority. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. As I lift my voice and pray, according to your word, make my name great. Make my name great. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. You told Timothy to wage a warfare with the prophecies that were sent before him. You promised to make my name great. You promised that I will stand before kings and queens. You promised that I will stand before popes and priests. You promised that I will stand before presidents and prime ministers. According to the prophecy that was spoken over my life, according to your word, and by the precious blood of Jesus, I enforce every prophecy that has been spoken over my life, every godly prophecy, every godly proclamation, every godly declaration that's been spoken over my life, I declare in the name of Jesus, I command it to come to pass. I put wings on that prophecy. I put wheels on that prophecy. I command it to come to pass now. I fast forward it. I fast forward it. I command it to manifest. Holy Ghost, may 2022 be the year of reward for me. May it be a year of supernatural increase. May my name be known everywhere. May my name be seen everywhere for the good. May my name be made great. Great on CNN. Great on CBS. Great on ABC. Great, hallelujah, on Fox. Great on TBN. Great on The Word. Great on Daystar. Holy Ghost, I thank you that this is the time of recovery. And at the end of these 30 days, I thank you for giving me a revelation, granting unto me insight, causing a power, a supernatural power to hit my name like never before. You say you'll make my name great. Do it according to your word, according to your promise. You promised it to Abraham, and you declared in Galatians 3 that I am the seed of Abraham, and if it is his, it belongs to me. Now, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, manifest it. Manifest it. Manifest. Manifest every prophecy. Manifest every promise. I command every promise to become flesh. I command every prophecy to become flesh. Any individual who is sitting on my increase, any individual who is not saying and doing what they are supposed to do, may they not rest until they let go of my increase. May they not sleep until they let go of my increase. Visit them in dreams and visions and show them the right checks and to be a blessing. I thank you for divine help, supernatural turnaround. Hey, 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 Shatta, ho, Mika, hey, Mandebe, Hobia, 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 Shatta, Hobia, si, Hobia, se, Hobian, si, keleme, ho, 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 ho. Ho, Shata, ho, Mikande, hey, Shetebe, ho, Bibi Asha, Yankelebe, ho, Taya, Yanki, Bibi, Ansulimi, Antalamai, hey, bring it to pass, yeah, bring it to pass in the life of my family, in the life of KCC, make KCC's name great, make the name great, may our music be great, may our bands be great, may our praise team be great, move, 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 move on our behalf. Fight for us. Make our names great. Cause people everywhere to know who we are. For your glory. For your glory. For your glory. In the name of Jesus. I just had a visitation while I was praying. Inana maman shakele mandolo bobobo sita. E rabashata. Obi an shekele mandili obi asi. Sina mahaya. O lolo bobo shande. Ye baba 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 shita la bandolo boko da la bahazia. Zimindili miki anda la maha kolo mondolo kudala hazia. Zibi eshtele. Alava zizi anzala ma atolamanda. We're going to see something on the news about pirates. Something again is coming through the water. And I don't know if it's going to be a missing plane part. I don't know if it's going to be a missing plane, a plane going to go missing and they're going to find parts of it in the water. But hear me by the spirit of grace. Something is coming on the news concerning water, but I see pirates. Okay. And I don't even know what pirates are. I mean, I heard as a little kid, wasn't it a show with a pirate or something? I don't know, but I see something going on concerning pirates. Yay. Shema. And that's going to be in the headline. Something concerning pirates. Uma inandalama akondele bekidala hazia. And hear ye the word of the Lord. There is a prophetic word I'm releasing now. Either before this year is out or right at the beginning of the new year. We shall hear of some kind of either sudden death of a president or a sudden assassination of a president. I'm not saying in America, but we shall hear either of the death of a president or an assassination of a prime minister. And this shall be on the news. And we shall see this at the beginning of the new year or at the end. We need to pray. Mala mulele me. Lilele banda la bahasikolo mondolo kutaya. Brikadili bikribi anzuni mikifanda. Lovusha, lovusha. Lavusha, Lavusha, Meshebe. While I was praying, I had a visitation. I'm challenging 500 of you right now. Do not miss this. To sow a $38 seed. 500 of you, please don't move. Please don't miss this. I'm sorry. Please don't hesitate. Y'all, I'm telling you, on January the 1st, I just had a visitation about what God's going to do on watch night. Please, please. Please, saints, do not come in that door. Whatever you have to do, find that $500 seed. This is straight from heaven. Father, if I'm saying it for my own personal gain, Lord, don't let me live to see it, but I'm asking you, oh God, to vindicate me and fight on my behalf. Lord, in Jesus' name, I'm telling you, Mande Malabasha, I see chaos in America like you've never seen before. I told you it's going to be a sad Christmas. We got to pray. I see chaos in America like you've never seen before. That's why we're praying for our nation. We're praying for our country. We're praying for our cities and our states and our churches that God would cover us. Y'all, you may not understand it right now, but I'm telling you that if you give yourself the prayer, you're going to be covered and you're going to be protected. Every individual on this call, sow a $38 seed now. Right now, $PBCJR. Go to the website, briancarn.com or briancarn.org. Mail it, Brian, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. Give it to on the church app, however you want to do it. But right now, while this anointing is flowing, please. Please don't miss this. There is something about to happen, and some of you are going to see testimonies and breakthroughs in the next 3 days. I'm telling you, that's how powerful this seed is. You're going to have a testimony. That's why I'm telling you, go to the website, briancarn.com, and send in the testimonies. Amen. Tomorrow we're going after debts. We're commanding debts to be canceled. Amen. A brother just testified of an $80,000 debt that God wiped away for him. Tomorrow we're going after debts. We're going after debts, all right? So tomorrow night, I want you to get your, tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening, make sure you're on here. Remember, we got six more pillars that we have to go after. We only hit one pillar. That was family. But now we got to go after the other pillars, education, finance, all right? Arts, religion. We have to go after them pillars and pray that over our nation and pray that over our cities that God would bring it to pass. Move now. $PBCJR of $38 seed. Somebody's given $138. Somebody's given $1,038. You three people that give $1,038, you'll be hearing from me by email in the next 7 days. There's three of you who's going to sow $1,038. But listen to me, KCC. Listen to me, you that are on this call, you that have been in prayer. The Lord told me your prayers are not in vain. And you that have been faithful, I told you, do not miss one moment of this prayer. Do whatever you got to do to get on this prayer line, because there's a war going on in the spirit. And I'm challenging you to give yourself the prayer. Give yourself the intercession like never before. Are you listening to me? Give yourself the prayer. Pray at home. Pray at your job. Pray in your car. Let your sin will become your altar. Let the side of your bed become your altar. Let the basket bucket at the grocery store become your altar. All right, let your desk become your altar. Seek him. If you ever needed an altar, Elemosha, you need one now. Give yourself the prayer. Give yourself the intercession. Give yourself the calling on the name of the Lord. There's power in the name of the Lord. Decree it. You don't like where you are? Pray. Court cases are being overturned. Situations in the court, in the house, in law are being overturned. Governmental situations are being overturned. Tax situations are being overturned. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up IRS situations and I declare overturned, 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 overturned. Come on, church. I feel that. Commanded to overturn. Hey, Malabasha, you're going to make more money this next tax season than you ever made in your life. I'm challenging every one of you on January the 1st, watch night. Meet me in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're going to have to get there early. Come with $500 cash. I don't care if you got to come by plane, by train, by boat, by car. Get there with your seed. I am making declarations over your life, and I'll be giving you the word of the Lord for your life for the whole year of 2022. Now, you won't get that on that day. You have to give me 30 days to lay before the Lord and hear his voice. But in January, you'll be receiving the word of the Lord for the whole year. Did you hear me? I said you will be receiving the word of the Lord for the whole year. That's the word of God, and you will see it come to pass, and it's not going to take a long time. God told me these prophecies are going to be accurate. They're going to be precise. They're going to have precision. Do not make a move right now, whatever you do. Don't let the devil get you out of place. You hear me? I don't care what you, don't miss this. Do not miss your moment. I'm telling you, God finna do something so powerful in the life of his people. And some of you don't understand that your blessing is wrapped up in other people. Your breakthrough is wrapped up in your obedience to your next season. All right. It's wrapped up to your obedience to your last instruction. And if you get out of place, you're going to miss it. So I'm challenging every one of you right now to get that seed of $38. Some of you are giving 138, but there are three of you given 1,038. Sow your seed in faith. I'm excited. I'm headed to Bible study tonight in Charlotte. Now, if you're anywhere near Charlotte and you go to KCC, I expect you to be in Bible study. They said you don't get no break tonight. Amen. 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 Talking about Thanksgiving and you spending time with everybody, but the one you ought to be giving thanks to, your nutcase. Amen. He's the one. It's his day. This ain't no Thanksgiving. It ought to be Thanksgiving. Amen. Shouldn't be nothing you just do sometime. This ought to be your life. Not Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving. Amen. So we'll be in church. All right. I'll get you out at about 9 o'clock, but get to the temple and stop all that late stuff. Stop coming to church when you get ready. Get your happy hips to church on time like you get everywhere else on time. Amen to God. I know that's right. It's right. It's right. It's right. So push yourself. Get to church. 7 o'clock. Let's get in and pray. Let's get in and praise God. Let's get in and hear what God has for us as he prepares us for where he's about to take us. You ain't seen nothing yet. Do you hear me? Hear ye the word of the Lord. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hiya. I'll see you in the morning for prayer. Charlotte, I'll see you tonight. Now, all of you, KCC Jacksonville and KCC Houston, you can watch it online. That's right. It's going to be online. I'm sure that Sister Joy will send out the links and everything you need, but make sure you're watching so you can hear what God has to say as we prepare and go into this next season. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You got your prayer points. Ask God to wash you. You got your prayer point. Trouble those who trouble me. Amen. And you that have financial issues, especially concerning the IRS, God's going to overturn it. 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 Mashada. Every prophecy hanging over your life is going to come to pass, and God is going to make your name great. But there's one instruction. Meet me January the 1st, $500. You should sow one for your wife, one for the husband. Amen. That's what I would do. I'm telling you what I would do. I'm going to keep seed in the ground because I'm believing God for the miraculous. There are millionaires about to be birthed, but we got to be keen to his voice, his instruction. I'll see you tonight in church. I'm ready for what God has for us. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. Sow your seed now. Yes, Lord, I heard that. He told me to challenge you again to put $38, sow it now. Don't wait now. Tell him what I know by the Spirit. Sow that $38 seed and watch what God is about to do in your life. You are blessed. I'll see you tonight. KCC, we'll be online. And if not, see you tonight. I'll see you in the morning in prayer, 6 a.m. More grace.